圣灵在这边跟各位弟兄姐妹问安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I greet you all.
那么愿神的平安与福气呢，依照他的应许赐给在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May God's blessings and peace be upon all of you as He's promised.
好，那么顺服教会的安排啊，今天下午呢，利用这样的机会呢，跟大家一起来分享这样的题目：谁是智慧人？
And through the schedule of the church today, I would like to share with you this topic: Who is wise?
那这句话呢，出自于何西阿书。
And this phrase appeared in the book of Hosea.
我们现在都在读何西阿书哈。
And we are all reading the book of Hosea.
好，我们看何西阿书第十四章，也就是何西阿书的最后一章了。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Hosea, which is chapter 14.
好，何西阿书十四章的第九节也是最后一节。
And the last verse 9.
好，第九节这边说到，谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为主的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Verse 9, who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
我们看到哈，何西阿先知在这个受到神的启示，在最后一章最后一节呢，有这样的 statement， 有这样的一句话。
And through the revelation, Hosea received from God that he made the statement.
因为他先知哈这样告诉所有的以色列百姓呢，希望每一位以色列百姓都能够走在神的道上。
And Hosea told the Israelites and hoped that all of them can walk on the path of God.
我们在之前都说哈，我们是属灵的以色列百姓。
And before we always say that we are the spiritual Israelites.
换句话，这句话也是对我们说的一句很忠实的一句话。
And this is something very stern towards us.
好，那今天谁是智慧人
？So today, who are the wise men?
当时的何西阿先知呢，告诉是要提醒呼吁哈，给以色列百姓听。
And this is something Hosea called upon the Israelites.
好，那今天呢，也要让我们想一想，那我们是不是智慧人
？So today we have to think about: Are we wise?
好，那我们从何西阿书当中呢，我们借由圣灵的带领，挑一些部分的一些重点，一部分的一些重点呢，跟大家一起在这边分享。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I will pick a few points from the book of Hosea to share with you.
好，与其说分享了，应该是说我们一起来学习。
To share means we learn together.
好，我们先看何西阿先知哈，何西阿书一章的一节。
So let's look at Hosea chapter 1 verse 1.
何西阿书一章一节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 1.
好，这边很快的告诉我们说谁是何西阿了。
So here talks about who is Hosea.
圣经当中哈没有太多记载何西阿这个人，这个先知很少。
The Bible barely talks about the person Hosea.
好，只有在这一天第一章第一节这边说到哈，主的话临到贝利的儿子，所以我们知道他的爸爸叫贝利。
So in verse 1, it says the word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri.
对，好，然后呢，他的名字叫何西阿。
And the son's name is Hosea.
啊，神的拯救了，翻译过来的话就是神的拯救哈。
So Hosea means God's salvation.
好，在这个时候哈，在这个时候，何西阿先知跟我们刚之前读过的以赛亚先知呢，差不多是同一个时间的先知了。
So the Hosea is also working at almost the same time as the prophet Isaiah.
啊，它的不同在哪里呢？以赛亚先知哈是南朝犹大国的人。
And the difference is Isaiah is the prophet of the southern kingdom.
对，然后呢，何西阿先知呢是北国，好，也就是以色列国的先知。
And Hosea is the prophet in the northern kingdom, which is the kingdom for Israel.
好，这个时候的哈，南北国都是事实上都在这个时候是非常富裕跟强盛的哦。
And at that period of time, the both kingdoms were very wealthy and very strong.
好，那我们知道哈，何西阿先知所在的这个时间点哈，大家都知道是什么样的一个时间点。
So it gives you some background of what kind of time or era that Hosea was situated in.
好，第一章第一节这边马上说到哈，主的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。
So in verse 1 says the word of the Lord came to Hosea, son of Beeri.
首先告诉我们哈，何西阿书绝对不是人写的。
So it tells us that this book was not written by man.
也就是不是人的讯息了哈。
It means that it's not a message from men.
是神的讯息。
Rather, it's a message from God.
好，而且是出于神的感动哈。Inspiration of God, huh?
And rather, it's also an inspiration from God.
好，神之所以会跟何西阿说话呢，必定是何西阿具备有 被神蒙神说话的条件。
And the fact that God spoke to Hosea, it's because Hosea was equipped with the quality that God wanted to speak to.
好，这边我们这边看不到说他到底有什么 quality， 到底什么有条什么样的条件。
In here, we couldn't tell what kind of quality Hosea possessed.
告诉我们什么
？But what does this tell us?
告诉我们说，我们随时要准备好，适合接受神的话。
But it tells us that we have to be always equipped and be ready to receive the words of God.
神既然会跟何西阿讲话，神就会跟我们讲话。
Since God will speak to Hosea, God will also speak to us.
好，神会借由圣经，在新约时代，神会借由圣经，借着圣灵告诉我们他要告诉我们的事情。
In the New Testament time, God will speak to us through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要做好的就是要把自己准备好。
So what we have to do is to equip ourselves.
合乎被神讲话的对象。
And make sure we qualify to be someone who God will speak to.
好，所以我们很清楚，整个何西阿书是神的讯息。
So we understand the book of Hosea is full of the messages from God.
好，我们刚才说了何西阿，何西阿是在这个北国以色列国的先知。
And just now we mentioned that Hosea is a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel.
我们看第一章第一样，他告诉我们好多国，对不对？好多国王经历了大概60年的时间。
So he was in a span of 60 years.
不算短哦。
It's a long period of time.
好，那我们再来看北国。一直讲北国，这以色列国到底当时何西阿所面对的是个什么样的国家
？So at that time in the northern kingdom, what kind of situation that Hosea was facing?
好，来我们看看，我们看到列王记上。
Let's turn to Second Kings.
First Kings.
First Kings.
对，十二章。
First Kings chapter 12.
十二章的25-33节。
First 12, verse 25.
好，25-33节。
25-33.
好，这个时候这几节圣经基本上很快的介绍了当时北国以色列国是什么样的一个国家。
So in this passage, it described what kind of kingdom or what happened in the northern kingdom.
好，正是耶罗波安二世做以色列国王的时候，先讲国王。
So at that time, the king reign was Jeroboam the second.
对，25节有讲到耶罗波安在以法莲山地建筑事件。
So in verse 25, it says Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim.
在那个时候，我们刚才也讲过了，在那个时候，其实国家是强盛的。
So don't forget that at this time the kingdom was very strong.
社会是非常应该是很有钱非常富裕的。
And the city or the nation was very wealthy.
但是信仰缺开始出现危机。
Yet they were in the crisis spiritually.
尤其是在南北朝，南朝跟北朝分开的那个时候。
Especially after the northern kingdom and southern kingdom have split.
26节讲得非常清楚了。
So in verse 26,
耶罗波安心里说，恐怕这个国会归于大卫家，也就是南朝。
In verse 26, Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom may return to the house of David, which is the southern kingdom."
好，27节，这些民呢，如果上了耶路撒冷，也就在南朝南国，到了耶路撒冷敬拜神的话呢，那么这些人到时候通通都归向犹大王了，糟糕了。
So he was afraid that if all the people would go down to south to offer sacrifices at the house of David in Jerusalem, then he is worried that all the people will leave him.
好，28节我们看这个国王耶罗波安什么筹划？铸造金牛犊，对百姓说：“你们就留在这边敬拜神，因为这个就是你们的神了。”
So therefore, the king asked his advice, make two calves of gold, and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt."
好，30节。
First 30.
30节这件事就这件事，叫百姓陷在罪里。
And now this thing became a sin for the people.
好，然后在31节。
31节
哈，耶罗波安在哪里？在丘坛上那里建殿，将那个不是利未人不属利未人的人呢，都立为祭司。
So now, verse 31, Jeroboam made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who are not Levites.
对，32节改日期了。
32.
好，耶罗波安呢，定8月15为祭日，像犹太的节日是一样的，然后自己上去献祭。
So in verse 32, he changed the dates. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar.
我们怎么知道他自己定的呢?
So how do we know that he just offered this date?
继续看 33节。
In verse 33,
他在8月15号, 就是他私自所定的月日呢, 为以色列人立作节期的日子, 在伯特利上坛烧香。
33, so he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burnt incense.
26节这边很清楚，我们刚才讲的这一切的这些事情呢，都是从26节开始。
So everything happened in verse 26.
耶罗安心里想。
Because Jeroboam thought in his heart.
他的国家会因为拜神的关系不见了。
He thought that because his people will want to worship God in Israel, in Jerusalem, and they will be gone.
所以他开始了27到33节所有的计划。
So he made plans, and that was described in verse 27 to 33.
为了就是要能够把 北国的人呢，全部留在北国，不要再去南国了。
So his goal is to keep the Israelites to stay in the northern kingdom and not to go to the south.
当一个国王有私心的时候，其实他什么都会做。
So when a king has some schemes in his heart, then he will do anything he wants.
为了自己的利益，哈。It's
all for his own benefit.
也就是让他日后这个国呢，还是拥有在他的手边呐。It's
to hold power in his hands.
有所控制啊。
So he wants to control his kingdom.
反过来今天，看到今天。
And about today.
今天呢，其实我们每一个人都是自己在做很多决定。
Today we make a lot of decisions for ourselves.
就好像耶罗波安一样，像个国王。
Just like Jeroboam.
今天在我们的家里面也是一样做很多的决定。And
in our own household, we made a lot of decisions.
今天在我们的教会里面也是做很多的决定。And
same at church, we make a lot of decisions for church.
当我们做决定的时候，我们的心态是什么？
When we make these decisions, what were in our minds?
是为了自己的利益着想吗？
Is this something that we think about benefiting ourselves?
大家不要误会，这个利益不见得是钱哈。
But what I'm talking about is not necessarily about money.
这个利益可能是为了自己的方便。
Benefits could be something that would be convenient for us, for ourselves.
然后开始从刚才讲的26到33开始改变整个信仰的方式。
And based on our what's convenient to us, we change our way to worship.
我们说耶罗波安有没有敬拜神？有，他有敬拜神哦。
So did Jeroboam worship God? Yes, he still worship God.
他真的想改变以色列百姓对神的信仰吗？似乎看起来不像。
Is he trying to change the way that the Israelites could worship God? No.
他还是认为这位神却是真神。
He still think that the God that they worship is still the true God.
但是我做两个金牛犊，我的百姓就不会跑去南国拜真神。
But only if I make two calves, golden calves, then they would not, the Israelite would not go to the south and worship the true God.
拜神还是在，拜神那个观念还在。
So he still has the concept of worshiping God.
但是加了金牛犊。
But they added this thing, which is the golden calves.
看看我们今天哈。And
look at us today.
对。 我们今天在信仰上有没有添加物？
In our way of worship, in our way of worship, do we add something more?
对，换句话，整个来讲，就是说，我们有没有被这个世界所 compromise， 叫整个把世界的观念搅在我们的信仰里面哈。
And are we compromised with the concept of the world into the way we worship?
是，我还是敬拜神。
True that I'm still worshiping God.
以我的方便来敬拜。
But I worship the way that is convenient to me.
我的家庭还是敬拜神。
My whole family is still worshiping God.
但是以我家庭的方便性来敬拜。
But I worship the way that's easier for my own family.
是的，教会都还在敬拜神。
It's true that the church is still worshiping God.
但是呢，在教会当中加了许多的因素呢，让我们在敬拜当中更方便。
But we add a lot of factors in church, inside church, so they will make it easier for everyone to worship God.
这要小心了。
So that's why we have to be cautious.
好，所以我们会发现说，在这个耶罗波安这个时代哈，这个时代里面呢，所造成的影响跟它未来的后果哈。So
from here we can see what Jeroboam added. It has an effect on what happened at the end or later.
耶罗波安自己还去烧香敬拜。
Even Jeroboam also made sacrifices.
所以也就是说呢，我一个国王呢，我都这么做了，百姓来跟着我一起来，没有问题的，神一样看顾。
he thought that if I'm the king, I could set an example to the Israelites that I worship God and burn incense, so the Israelites will also do the same.
献祭当时只有祭司能做，国王不能做哈。我们都学过这个，学过当时的一个历史故事哈。
But you know that only the priest can make sacrifices, not no one else.
好，但是这个国王为了自己的事情，这个也改变了。
And the king, he wanted to benefit himself, so he changed rules.
好，所以今天呢，我们也要很小心哦。
So today we have to be very careful.
因为圣经里面讲的没。圣经里面所讲的神的话是不能被修改的哦。
Because the Bible it says that God's words cannot be altered.
好，或是不能被加添的哦。
Or cannot be added or subtracted.
不能因为环境改变了而加添哦，不可以哦。
We cannot add things onto the words of God because of our environment.
好，那更不能因为我们自己的私心哦而去改变它。
And of course we cannot add anything to the words of God because of what is in our mind.
好，那我们看到了何西阿先知在这个时候做先知。
So we can see that Hosea is the prophet during this time.
他要面对的是国家的信仰开始改变。
So what he was facing is that the entire nation's the faith has started to change.
而且这个改变呢，如果没有神的话，没有神的诫命去对照，似乎看不出问题。
And this change, if you don't compare directly against the word of God or the commandment of God, it's not easy to see.
还是有祭司献祭啊。
Because there are still priests who are making offerings.
只不过祭司是不属利未人的祭司。
It's just that these priests, they are not from the tribe of Levites.
啊，还是要献祭啊，但是我国王可以献祭啊。
And there are still sacrifices made, but even the king was making sacrifices.
我们还是敬畏天上的神啊，但是骑的是金牛犊啊。
And they are still worshiping the God in heaven, but what they face is the golden calves.
如果没有把当时摩西的律法拿出来对照的话呢？看不出问题在哪里。
If they do not bring up the Mosaic Law and try to make comparison with it, they couldn't able to recognize the difference.
今天我们有时候会遇到这样的问题。
And today we also face the same problems.
对，如果没有用圣经对照，我们真的看不出来我们的信仰到底出什么状况。
If we do not compare ourselves against the Bible, we wouldn't able to see the crisis in our faith.
因为呢，该有的好像都有。
Because it seems like we have the things that we're supposed to have.
是，只不过因为生活，因为我的需求而做了一点改变而已啊，没关系啦。
It's just that we make tiny changes in our life, and it seems to be okay with that.
但是哦，先知出来了，这时候。
But now the prophet rose up.
先知要来提醒这个国王，这些人民，以色列国民哦，说你们是错的了。
And now this prophet rose up and said to the Israelite and the king, said that you guys are wrong.
所以何西阿先知自己看到。他所面对是什么样的时代
？So Hosea, he realized what kind of problems he is dealing with at that time.
他也知道自己神为什么要召他出来讲话。
And he also understand why God picked him up and to want him to speak up.
今天我们都想做神忠心的工人，哈。
And today we all want to be a faithful worker of God.
这两点我们都必须要有所具备了。
And this is something we should be equipped of.
我们必须要具备能够看得懂现在是什么时代。
And we have to be, we have to understand what kind of trend or era we are living in.
哦，我们必须能够知道说神为什么要召我出来。
We have to understand why God called upon us.
我们看哈，何西阿先知被神召出来的第一件事做什么
？So let's read. Prophet Hosea was being called by God and see what was his first task.
有时候看完何西阿先知哈，有时候看了会有点害怕。
And when we read the book of Hosea, I tremble.
对，因为神叫何西阿先知做的事情，其实是蛮艰难的。
Because what God asked Hosea to do was quite difficult.
好，但是，就是因为何西阿先知知道神为什么叫他这个原因，所以他愿意为神做事。
But Hosea truly understand why God wanted him to do so, so that's why he did it.
神为了要让以色列百姓充分了解神。对以色列百姓的问题所在，用先知来做他们的例子，让他们看。
So God wanted the Israelite understand the problem, so He wanted to set example from the prophet himself.
好像我们幼稚班，我们幼稚班，大家如果小朋友在幼稚班的小朋友其实听可能有点点不是那么明白，但是你看幼稚班老师每天就画图给他们看，什么叫受洗？什么叫洗脚？你画给他们看，让他们能够亲眼见到。
So just like the student in kindergarten, if you just speak to them, say words to them, they may not able to understand, but the teachers will always show pictures in front of them so they can visualize.
但是神的旨意要这位工人何西阿呢，自己当成那个 picture 里面，当成那个看图说故事里面的主角。
And God want Hosea to be in the picture and to be the main character in the case so that he could understand what was going on.
啊，就像以赛亚先知是一样的。
And it's similar to the prophet Isaiah.
对，以赛亚先知在以西结书哈，以西结先知也是一样。以西结先在以西结书里面24章同样的事情发生。
And it same applies to the prophet Ezekiel, that in Ezekiel chapter 24, he has to experience what God wanted him to know.
好，我们来看，我们现在我们回到何西阿哈。
Now we turn back to the book of Hosea.
何西阿，他必须要完全顺服神。
Hosea had to completely obey to God.
才跟他讲说，才告诉他说，你是被我所拣选的工人。
Because of complete obedience, Hosea was the one that was chosen by God.
好，我们看哈第三节，一章三节而已。
Let's look at chapter 1:3.
他才刚被召哦哈。
So now Hosea was just being called by God.
哦，第一节那个时间点，何西阿应该可能会觉得自己蛮开心、蛮高兴的啦。我们自己想哈，我们自己想而已。
So I thought that maybe in verse 1, Hosea might be quite happy because he was chosen by God.
第二节。
But in verse 2,
神初次哦，第一次哦，哈，跟何西阿说话，对他说：“你要去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳淫乱所生的儿女，因为这大地行淫乱，离弃主啊。”
So in verse 2, this was the first time God spoke to Hosea, and he said, "Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and the children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord."
对，何西阿先知被召之后做的第一件事情是这样。
And this is the first thing that God told Hosea to do after he was called.
好，今天如果我们是何西阿先知啊，这句话这样这个初次讲话就讲这一段哦，我们有时候很难去这个叫什么，很难去把它真的消化进去哦。
So imagine God the first time talking to you, and this is what He asked you to do. It was very hard to digest.
神要他用婚姻来证明一件事情。
So God uses marriage to prove a point.
要证明说神已经被羞辱，神非常的失望，非常的痛苦。
Is to prove and show that God has been insulted and in great pain.
因为以色列百姓现在的信仰状态呢，就等于像淫妇是一样的。
Because at that time, the faith of the Israelite, their situation is like the adulterous woman.
何西阿先知是神所指定的人。
Because Hosea, the prophet Hosea, was the one chosen by God.
但是他要神指定人去娶淫妇。
But a chosen one by God, he had to marry an adulterous woman.
今天天上的神是这么的圣洁，这么的祭邪的神，但是娶的是像以色列百姓这种拜偶像的淫妇。
Since God, He is so holy, so pure, but yet He married an adulterous Israelite.
神也许会一直骂以色列百姓哦，可能以色列百姓根本听不懂你在讲什么。
Even God kept rebuking the Israelite, but yet the Israelite did not even listen.
但是神要他的工人做给以色列百姓看，神多生气。
But God wanted to use His servants and show the Israelites how angry God was.
神指定的人娶了淫妇，也就是说，神娶的像以色列民这样的很糟糕的国民。
So Prophet Hosea, the one appointed by God, had to marry an adulterous woman, just like how God married the Israelites who was adulterous.
真正敬畏神的人，敬畏神的人，凡是神所说的，他都会去做。
A person who's truly fear of God, he will do anything that God commanded him to do.
以某种角度看来是不合理哈。
Even though it may not make sense.
但是以人的角度看不合理，但是以先知的角度来看，必须完全顺服。
Maybe it doesn't make sense from the perspective of man, but to the prophet, he was completely obedient.
我们刚才说了哈，何西阿知道他被神召的时间点，这个时间点呢是要这样做的。
And we just said that Hosea knew that at that time, that was God wanted him to do.
他也清楚知道神召他的目的。
And he truly understand the goal of why God chose him.
也就是说，不管他的未来是什么，知道或者不知道，只有遵行神的命令，不惜代价，这就是神的工人。
So it doesn't matter what happened in the future, Hosea just obey God's word and just do accordingly.
这我们大家要学习,
so this is something we can learn from.
是的, 非常难啊,
even though it is very difficult.
但是是我们的目标,
but this is our goal.
诶, 反过来看, 我们今天, 今天神在这个圣经上哦, 有许多的这个, 诫命, 哦, 要我们去遵守, 诶, 我们是不是像先知这样, 可以完全遵守?
So you know that in the Bible there are many commandments, so are we like the prophets who can obey all of them?
神的诫命没有像何西阿先知这一条哦, 这么的不合理哦, 都没有哦, 神的诫命事实上好多都是很合理的哦。
And none of commandments from God in the Bible is as unreasonable as this from Hosea.
好, 我们就更要用心, 全心全意地去做。
So more that we should be more submissive and completely obey God's command.
旧约时代哈, 最有名的一个另外一个例子就是亚伯拉罕, 哈。
And in the Old Testament, another example, which is Abraham.
对不对? 神叫亚伯拉罕说, 你去献你的独子以撒, 以撒去给神。
And God told Abraham to offer sacrifice his own only son,
对,
Isaac.
我们相信, 我们都可以, 如果以我们角度来看, 当时亚伯拉罕在想什么, 其实我们很难去, 很难去想象他在想什么了, 哦。
And we do not understand what was Abraham thinking at that time.
圣经也没有讲亚伯拉罕的心情是什么，都没有讲。
And even the Bible did not describe how Abraham was feeling at that time.
我们只看到亚伯拉罕说我去。
But we all saw that Abraham just said, I will go.
对，把绑起来就带走了哈。
And he bound up Isaac and then off they went.
所以在他的心里面呢，只有一件事，完成神的命令，只有这件事，没有别的。
So in Abraham's mind, there's only one thing, which is to completely obey God's commandment.
好，我们都看到了《创世纪22章》的第12节，神说什么？等一下，等一下，我知道，我知道你是敬畏神的人。And
in Genesis 22, verse 12, and that's what God said. He said, I know now that you truly fear me.
对，好，神要用这样来试亚伯拉罕。And
God wanted to test Abraham.
那今天神也要来试我们。
And at the same time, God will test us today.
为什么?
Why?
神要知道我们是不是敬畏他。
God wanted to know if we truly fear Him.
那今天神用, 今天在圣经里面有许多的诫命, 都要我们去遵守, 神的话都要我们去做出来, 去遵守的。
And in the Bible, there are many commandments that God written, and He wanted us to obey them.
对，可是许多都不像这么严厉的, 这么的, 以人的角度看来都不合理的, 都没有。
And none of the commandments that God given us is not as unreasonable as this one.
对，那我们就要更尽力去做,
So that's why we have to even work harder.
那这样有一天神会说, 我知道你是敬畏神的啦。
So that one day God will say to us that. I know that you truly fear me.
保罗也是这样，保罗到最后也是不顾自己的生命，不顾自己的性命呢，就是要完成神交代他的任务。And
same as Paul, he didn't care for his own life, and what he did is just to finish the task that God has given him.
好，这就是神的先知，神的人呐。And
this is so-called that God's prophet and God's man.
啊，今天我们都盼望哈，我们都希望说我们自己就是神所要选的工人。
And today we hope that we are the one that is chosen by God.
今天我们希望我们全家人都是神要用的工人。
And we want our entire family, all family members are servants chosen by God.
我们也都希望整个教会呢都是神要用的教会。
And we want that our church, all members in our church will be the workers of God.
是，这个听起来像个理想，不是只有理想，是有目标可以去做的。
And this is not an ideal, but it's a goal that we can all achieve.
神要训练我们呢，能够完全顺服他。
So God train us so that we can completely obey Him.
神有神的方法，每个人经历不一样。
And God used different methods to different people.
每个家庭经历不一样。
And each family will experience different things.
每一个教会经历不一样。
And each church will experience differently.
对，不能用现在方法，用 cookie cutter，就不能用复制的，没有那套，没有那个东，没在神的眼里没有那套东西。
So it's not a cookie cutter. So each place, each person will experience different things.
每一个人对神都有亲身体验的感受。
And each one of us will have an experience with God.
神给每一个人、每一个家庭、每一个教会的功课都不一样。
And God will give different homeworks to each family, each person at church.
就好像神给何西阿先知，神给这个亚伯拉罕不一样的功课，跟我们不一样的。
And just like God gave different homework to Hosea and different homework to Abraham.
啊，这就是神的爱。
And this shows the love of God.
这就是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy.
如果大家都一样哈，神就没有爱了哈。
If everyone experiences the same thing, then there is no love from God.
神如果拿试验这个亚伯拉罕的方式试验我们哈、
If God
好像就很难成，对不对？好，很难成了。
If God used the method that He tests Abraham to us, then we may not pass.
所以先知做了。
So Hosea was obedient.
对，先知真的去做到神所交代的事情。
And he did what God asked him to do.
哦，所以我们在这边可以看得到说，在以赛亚当中，在何西阿先知书里面，哦，看到何西阿这一开始的动作，其实我们就值得我们去学习了。
So from the book of Hosea, what he did, the first thing, is something that we should learn from.
我们要学习完全顺服主啊。
We have to learn from him that we completely obedient to God.
因为在那个时候是一个信仰逐渐下降的时代。
And because at that time is where the faith has declined.
在那个时候是一个以色列百姓呢，叫什么？拜偶像的时代。
And that's the time where the Israelites worship idols.
诶，我们看以色列百姓，那今天我要看我们自己哦。
So it's not only the Israelites, we have to think about ourselves.
对，我们自己的信仰，我们自己家人的信仰，我们教会信仰，会不会像当时耶罗波安那个国家一样？
So we have to look at our faith, our family faith. Are we just like what the kingdom of Jeroboam at that time?
对，什么所有东西都已经被改变过，就 compromise 都已经被。好像被这个修正过了哈。
Is our lifestyle towards God has been compromised？
好，那这样的 compromise， 这样的修正之后呢，对我们的信仰哈，会有影响哦。
So when we compromise our faith, it will change the way we worship towards God。
这也就是为什么神要用何西阿先知这么看，应该 dramatic， 这么好像戏剧一样，这么戏剧性的。的这个例子呢，来警告以色列百姓。
And that's why God used such graphic and dramatic examples to show the Israelites.
好，那今天呢，我们也要常常思想这个问题。
And so today we have to always think about this.
如果我们发现自己的信仰上面呢，开始有添加物哈，那么我们就要赶快把添加物拿掉。
So if we realize that we added or subtract things into our faith, then we have to quickly remove it.
对，在我们的家庭里面呢，我们的信仰是不是也有添加物？是不是也加了一些不必要的东西，只是为了自己的方便而已
？So in our family, do we added any things that in our family that will make it easier for us to worship?
哦，还是我们的教会里面也是有这样的情况呢
？And or maybe in church, do we add anything?
哦，因为呢。我们看其中一个，我们再看其中一个例子哈。我们看当时神又用一个很特别的例子呢，告诉以色列百姓，你们就像这个样子。
Because God also showed an example to the Israelite that this is how you behave right now.
对，何西阿书四章。
In Hosea chapter 4.
四章第十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
何西阿书第四章第十六节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 16.
好，以色列倔强啊，犹如什么倔强的母牛啊，现在主要。放你们如同放羊羔在宽阔之地啊！十七节，以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
16. For Israel is stubborn like a stubborn calf. Now the Lord will let him forage like a lamb in an open country. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
看到了哈，这个我们也看到说，神对以色列百姓第一个形容叫做倔强的母牛啊。
So how God compared Israelite is like the stubborn calf.
啊，后面还有哈、哦，什么没有这个翻过的饼啦，哈、哦，这后面都是在形容。我们就举这个倔强的母牛来跟大家一起来学习。
And there are other examples later in the book, like the bread. But now we will focus on this parable.
也就是说呢，神用画图的方式画给你以赛亚先画给以色列民看了、啊，让他知道说到底什么叫倔强的母牛。
So the Lord, God, used this graphic to describe the Israelites.
好、啊，不听主人哈，不听神的吩咐嘛哈。
So these stubborn Israelites, they do not listen to follow the commandments of God.
好，我们在这边呢，我们在这边提给大家一个重点，四章十七节说到说任凭他哈，以法莲亲近偶像就任凭他。
When this phrase verse 17, the focal point is that Ephraim is joined to idols and let him alone.
对，以法莲最大的，等于是以色列国里面最大的族裔，所以称他以法莲，其实就是以色列名哈。
So he says Ephraim because Ephraim is the biggest tribe in Israel.
但是重点来了，神任凭他去亲近偶像。
But the point is that God let him alone, let him be to worship the idols.
也就是当以色列民真的顽固到叫不回来，像那个顽固的母牛一样的时候，神会说任凭他吧。
So which means that when the Israelites were so stubborn in their own ways and God had no way, God would just let them be.
是。表面上看起来，如果从表面上看来，以色列百姓 free 了嘛？因为神说就你就去吧，你就去吧，没有关系，没有任何东西会再约束你了。
Superficially, it seems like Israelites are now free because nothing will stop them.
但是那个是可怕的哦。
But you have to understand this is very dangerous.
因为呢，以色列民的任凭到最后就是神的弃绝。
Because when God let them be, it means that God one day will just give them up.
对，神就把他 give up， 神就把他放弃了。
God will give them up.
好，那今天反观我们。
So if it's us today,
我们今天会发现说，哎，我没有遵守神的话，其实好像也没事嘛，哈。
So sometimes we thought that, well, even though I did not obey God's commandments, seems like nothing happened to me.
哎，我的信仰依照我的私心、我的想法跟我的方便性来敬拜神，也没事嘛。
And I'm just worshiping God in my own way, in my own convenience. It seems like everything is fine.
哎呀，真的，我们自己要小心了，哈。不要被神列为这个倔强的母牛啊。
But we have to be careful. Let us not be categorized by God as a stubborn calf.
好，如果神让我们任凭我们去哈，我们的后果是超高的，是很糟糕的哈。
If God truly just let us be, then our consequences will be very bad.
因为这个发生在以色列百姓不听话的时候的现象，那么同样会发生在我们的身上哦。
Because this happened to the Israelites when they do not obey God, and if we don't obey God, it will also happen to us.
所以当我们在看何西阿书的时候哈，我们会觉得，我们会认为那个话都是跟以色列讲的啦，以色列这么坏。
And when we read the book of Hosea, we thought that these messages are towards the Israelites because they were very bad.
哦啊，但是我们看看自己呢。
But we have to also look at ourselves.
好，我们不论在做主的工作，在灵修上面，在教会里面，在家里面，哈，都要思想这个问题啊。
So no matter when we are doing holy work or spiritually cultivating ourselves, we have to look at these problems.
不要像以色列百姓变成倔强的母牛啊。
We have to make sure that we won't become the Israelites who are the stubborn calf.
从外面看起来似乎没事啊 ，free， 没这个很放松的，没有问题的。
Because superficially they seem to be free, they have no constraint at all.
那这个 free 哈，这个放松了，其实有时候是真的神任凭你做，任凭我们做，随便了。
And it's true that sometimes God just let us be, let us do whatever we want.
对，以色列民让神失望了。
Because the Israelites disappointed God.
神用了何西阿先知这么重要的一个先知来提醒不到啊。
And God used prophet Hosea to remind them many times, but still they did not listen.
今天我们借着圣灵哈去了解圣经，神一直都在提醒我们。
And through the Holy Spirit and the Bible, God always reminds us.
对，要我们要能够忠心，要我们能够完全的顺服神。
So that we can be faithful and we can completely obey God.
对，那要我们能够100%的遵守他的诫命。
So that we can obey God's commandments 100%.
不添加任何的其他的物品。
So that we don't add anything on top of it.
不以自己的私心来敬拜神。
And we don't just worship God in our own way.
更不以自己的方便性来敬拜神。
And neither should we worship God in our own convenience.
好，那这样神就会非常爱我们。
By doing so, God will love us very much.
因为我们忠心对神。
Because we are faithful towards God.
对，我们看哈，神的应许呢是不会断的哈，神的爱心，神的应许不会断掉。
Because we know that God's promise never stopped.
我们看以色何西阿书到后面的时候，神都再度的回去爱以色列百姓。
And if you read towards the end of Hosea, you can see that God still continued to love the Israelites.
信仰上我们要有这样的观念哈，我们不放弃神，神不会放弃我们。
So in our faith, we have to have this mentality that as long as we don't give up on God, God will never give up on us.
啊，所以我们常常会听到弟兄姐妹的一些劝勉的话，说就算在困难当中哈，仰望神，抓住神。
So that's why we often hear encouragement from the brothers and sisters. Even in the midst of difficulties, we have to look upon God.
因为神不会放弃。
Because God will never give up on us.
所以我们自己不要放弃。
But we also should not give up on Him.
不要因为我们的罪，不要因为我们的不听话而放弃。
We should not give up on God because of our sins or because of our disobedience.
因为神不放弃。
Because God never gives us up.
好，所以只要我们能够在他的道理上，在信仰这条路上哦，随时警醒自己，随时回头，神都是爱。
So as long as in our journey of faith, we are always be cautious and always return to Him.
好，那我们求神带领我们能够在何西阿这全部在读完的时候呢，能够对自己有很好的造就。
So we pray to God that through the reading this book of Hosea, we can spiritually cultivate ourselves.
对，就像题目所讲的哈，做聪明人。
And just like the topic says, we should be the wise man.
好，这是何西阿书甚至最后何西阿书最后一章最后一节告诉我们，真为聪明人。
And this is what the last verse of the book of Hosea to tell us to be the wise man.
好，我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.